And right now, it's time for a little e-news brought to you by
Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, the Snake.
Hey, real quick, Snake Man.
Go ahead, Danny.
Hey, before you break, would you like a quick John Dutton fun fact?
We've got 20 minutes before we break. John Dutton, go ahead.
I emailed it to you, man.
Okay.
I'll go look at my email, Danny. Thank you.
We'll check on that.
For your John Dutton fun fact. You look it up, bitch.
John Dutton.
When did I say that?
I don't know.
God.
I always... John Dutton drove me insane.
Number 78.
Because they used to have this badass poster that said Doomsday because of the Cowboys defense back in the 70s. Right.
He had the best haircut.
It had a bunch of dry ice fog.
He ruined the poster because all the other guys like Randy White and Harvey Martin and Too Tall Jones looked badass. And he looked like a shoe salesman.
He looked like Don Draper.
Yeah, it looked so... He didn't look mean at all.
Mm-mm. He was real beatific.
And he was kind of dumpy. I know he was badass.
Yeah.
But it just... He ruined Doomsday. Every time I walked into my room to look at that poster...
He looked too clean.
He looked like a big fat Abraham Lincoln.
With your father-in-law on the other side of it, Dave. It's so weird. Your father-in-law, I slept.
That's weird.
With your
Finish
father,
that sentence.
I didn't sleep with him. I slept with your father-in-law looking at me for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just right above my head, there was Ken Stabler.
I want to sleep with your father-in-law looking at me for 14 years, Corby.
He passed away about 20 years ago.
And emergency break number 38.
Congratulations. All right, I tease this, and I don't know, man. I can't believe that not only this thing gets numbers, but it gets big numbers. And it got really big numbers the other day, and I'm speaking of The Bachelor. And I get it, and everybody that watches it says it's just goofy, throwaway, mindless entertainment. I know Jake watches it up here, and I don't know who, what other... Do you watch it?
There's been times in my life where I have watched it because it's been on for forever, but I don't currently.
What I don't understand about it is, do people watch it because the ultimate decision that is made in the end, that seems to be the carrot dangling in front of every viewer. You want to see who they eventually pick, and then they pick that and you're satisfied. And then there are stories like this where 2 days after he chose this woman, they broke up. 2 days. Remember when Will Ferrell got married in Old School?
Yeah.
And his marriage lasted less than a week?
Right.
That's a movie. This is real. Well,
do they marry?
They just get engaged.
I don't even know if you get engaged. I don't think everybody gets engaged.
No, not everybody, but the I guess the intended outcome
is him getting on one knee.
Yeah, when they're down to the final two, then he will, they have a pedestal out by the ocean.
Yeah.
And the first girl's waiting, and he'll come out there and he'll grab her hand and he'll tell her how much he loves her and that he has appreciated this journey with her, but I can't pick you.
Yeah.
And then she cries and she leaves. And then they haul out the other broad and put her on the pedestal by the ocean.
Yeah.
And then he comes out, and the intended outcome is that he gets down on a knee and puts a ring on her finger.
Right.
It doesn't always happen that way, but that's what the producers want.
So I guess at the end of this last show...
Such complete
it's such garbage,
garbage,
dude. It's such garbage. At the end of the show, listen to this. So the dude, Peter, the bachelor, he chose a woman-girl named Hannah Ann. Which is an awkward
Hannah
name.
Ann.
Hannah Ann, yeah.
With two N's?
Yes. On both
Pressed
names.
Hands.
Hannah Ann. And Hannah Ann, when he said, baby, I've never loved anything like I love you right now. And
I'm
I want to
so
spend
scared,
the rest of my life with you forever and ever. The end. And she said... yeah, thanks a lot, but no.
I'm good.
And then he went back to the other girl, I guess, and was like, baby, I've never been in love like this in my whole life.
Change of circumstances.
Right. Things have gotten a little weird up here.
This coronavirus is cool.
It's so weird. It's made everything weird. I don't know what I was thinking trying to get with Hannah Ann, but I don't like her.
What'd the new girl
do? Well, she took him.
And then they broke up 2 days later.
Well, she probably watched the show and was like, I was your second choice? You jerk.
One of them got mad because I guess she was aware that he
smashed
some other girl on the night of the fantasy suite.
Right. And I think that's
so gross, dude.
It is.
I think that has become, as The Bachelor has matured, as we've gotten on in years with The Bachelor, I think that smashing has become more prevalent.
Like, hasn't it become more taboo as well? Like, or is
smash!
That just, look, when you're, think about this. You go and meet these people's families, right? You go and you're like, oh yeah, this is before you are doing the smash!
Yeah.
But you go in and you talk to the dad and you're like, Mr. Dad, I just want to say this.
Mr. Dad.
That I love Hannon so much, and I want to be with her forever. And then you go and meet other Mr. Dad, and you're like, Mr. Dad, Madison is just the best, and she's the best cook, and I love that ass. And
what?
I love her, and I want to be with her forever. I'm going to treat her right. So you go through this whole thing, and then the next time, and there, you add a couple more in there, then you go to the fantasy suite, and you're... you're just doing it. And the other girls are like, well, when's he picking me up?
When are my sloppy seconds?
Yes! So who's first?
But I think that it has been more smashing in the last 5 years than maybe in the first 15 combined.
Does that get ratings?
I don't know. But I guess maybe that people go on there just thinking that that's their ticket to winning.
But you know...
is by smashing.
You know, one of the more uncomfortable conversations that we all have with our loved ones is
the body count.
Body count. Imagine being right there on the precipice,
racking them up,
and you know
precipice
before anything, like three. And not only do you know three was done in 3 days.
Smash!
Smash! Smash!
How many bachelorettes are there in the initial lot?
25, right?
Has one bachelor ever went 25 for 25?
I don't think there's time.
Oh, there's always time, Dave.
Unless he starts smashing on night one.
The first, drinking Gatorade.
The first one is just like you shake a hand and you're like, you're out. Like you just kind of go down the line and you're like, in, out. In, what?
Smash!
Smash! What?
That's your identifying...
Yeah, okay.
There's usually not that many of those on the show.
God.
So here is what Peter said. Maddie and I have mookily decided not to pursue our relationship any farther. Believe me, this was not easy for either of us to be okay with. But after a lot of honest conversations, we have agreed that this is what makes most sense for the twos of us.
Now take your shirt off.
The love and respect I have for Maddie will continue...
No, it won't!
...to endure.
You'll never call
forever.
Her again. You will never talk to Maddie again or Mr. Dad.
And then the photo that he posted, it's a photo of him standing next to a fence.
Looking off into the distance?
Yes. Look.
Oh, no, he's kind of pensively looking at the camera.
But it's like an old western-looking fence.
Yeah, it's like his senior photo at Olin Mills.
And I think Madison was the virgin on the show this year.
So she didn't smash.
So she wouldn't...
Yeah, so she was the one that was upset.
Yeah,
and
then he was smashing.
The dad, when she went and met the dad, I heard Jake talking about this. The dad's like, hey, you know, Maddie's a virgin. Don't know if that's going to change things for you. And then he farted because he was real nervous.
Uh-oh.
Was the dad like, was it T.I. that takes his daughter to the gyno every year?
Yeah.
Texas Instruments?
To check it, to see if it's still there.
Hey, help me out, Mino.
What are y'all talking about?
Which I don't know if it's hip-hop artist
it's
was
somebody
it? Yeah,
it's T.I. Yeah, that takes
his
daughter
like 18.
To the gynecologist to make sure that something is intact.
Hymen check.
Oh.
I mean, I was getting
you're
to
delicate.
That.
You're so delicate, and he's undelicate.
Anyway.
I got corona. I won't be here next week.
Davey's like Kool-Aid.
You know, if I had to pick one guy that I know,
oh yeah,
that's like young enough to fight it off, and you're not going to die, but I would definitely, of all my friends, just random guy to get it.
It'd be him.
Yeah.
You want him to get it?
No, I don't want him to get it, because then I'm getting it right now, because we're not practicing social distortion or whatever it is.
You're not listening to enough social distortion?
Right.
That's how we cure coronavirus?
I know how to cure it.
So
I read it on CNN.
Are Madison or Hannah, are either of them going to be the Bachelorette?
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure the Virgin will be.
Sells. But there won't be any smashing.
Right, exactly. But this will be a different twist. And then all the girls will be like, I just love her so much. She's held on for this long.
True love waits.
Stupid prude.
Right, exactly.
It'll be that.
Yeah, stealing my limelight. Bitch. Virgin my ass.
Bitch.
I bet she does anal.
I told you, he's Kool-Aid. He just bursts through the wall. Oh, yeah. Anal.
Disney. Speaking of anal. Disney has halted production on most live-action films. I was wondering about this because, you know, like what you're seeing right now on the TV. And by the way, TV is getting ready to start kicking ass as far as exposure goes.
Regular TV?
Yeah, regular TV, anything. Amazon, Netflix. There's going to be
captive audience.
A massive spike in the amount of human beings that are going to introduce themselves to certain shows or all the shows because there are no sports, A. B.
No school.
No school. C. You're being told to stay inside.
And D.
Yeah.
And D. No one reads Buck.
Exactly. And people don't like Buck.
What's E?
I don't have E. But yeah, so what you see now, everything's finished. Obviously. Seasons are done, so they can roll this stuff out through the spring. But are we going to see, when summer rolls around, like a big gap in original programming? Like, because now the stuff should be finishing up right now, what they put out in the summer and the fall. But they're having to shut all this stuff down.
Is the lead time that short? I feel like that stuff that's wrapping now is stuff that's for the fall.
Maybe so. Well, at some point, we're going to see the effects
right.
of this. It's like the writer's strike from 12 years ago or whatever.
We have Westworld coming back on Sunday.
Okay, I skipped last year of Westworld.
I tried to watch it, and I quit.
Dude, I saw the trailer for the new one, and they're like, it's like
they're in the future. They're out of the Old West.
They're in the real world,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, they come back to us.
The androids have escaped.
There's one thing that I have not been allowed to do since I've lived on that farm. That is interact.
Smash!
With you.
And then da-da-da, and they show them in the robots in the real world and making financial deals.
I'm not smart enough.
I mean, what else are you going
to
do?
Not smart enough to watch that show.
Go back and watch season two and then smash
do
season three.
Do I have
three.
To watch season two?
No.
I think that I...
No, but if you...
I didn't like season two. I tried for like a week, and I'm like, I don't like it. But I am interested in
I
them.
Enjoyed it.
I'm interested in seeing them in our world, seeing Dolores in our world.
I have so many emotions here at the Empire State Building.
And you got Aaron Paul.
Yeah. As Jesse.
He's Pinkman.
Yeah, bitch! Magnets! What if...
That's how he defeats the robots.
With magnets.
Magnets.
What if there was an actor who had no... Like, every role he took, he had to be the same guy. Like, Fraser Crane. Over and over. And no matter what show, setting, anything... So it's just Jesse back there in Westworld.
Making meth.
Yeah, talking about Mr. White and all that. By the way, the amount of money that Hollywood stands to lose from Coroni. You guys have a number that you would like to throw out?
11.
predicted losses for the film industry.
Yes.
Just film.
And TV.
Oh, gosh.
$1,300.
$5
trillion. It's somewhere in between those two. $1,300. So you think
what about him? $5 trillion.
You think that the loss will equal the cost of a moped?
Thereabouts.
$20 billion.
Whoa, that's a lot of money.
I was closer.
You were. No, you weren't.
No, it wasn't.
I was.
Went over. $20 billion.
Oh, we interrupted the Disney thing. So how many movies is Disney halting production on?
They have stopped, let's see, 20-some-odd TV shows and movies.
I think there was like a live-action Little Mermaid in there.
Yeah, Last Duel, The Little Mermaid, Shang-Chi, Shang-Chi, and The Legend of the Ten Rings, Home Alone.
A reboot?
Yes, so. Nightmare Alley, Peter Pan and Wendy,
ugh,
and Shrunk.
Is that like a reboot of Honey, Slipped. I Shrunk the Kids?
It may be. I think that we, yeah. The Last Duel stars Matt Damon, Adam Driver, Jodie Comer, and Ben Affleck. Wow, that sounds pretty cool. But I don't know what it's about.
Sounds like it's about a duel. Maybe it's the last one.
The last. I wonder if it's a Western.
We'll never know.
Oh, yeah, because they shut down production. And then Matt Damon will die.
Ted Cruz looks like he just farted all the time.
Where are you seeing him?
He was on TV.
Oh.
That was a drop.
And Fast and Furious 9 has been pushed back a full year due to the coronavirus. A full year. How many of those have you seen?
None.
You know, my kids are not aware of this thing yet. Is it rated R? Is that rated R?
PG-13, maybe?
It's right on the precipice of the two.
Precipice.
It's one or the other.
Okay.
The first one's probably okay for him, because I was 12 or 13
when
I saw
really
it.
Yeah, I don't really care. I'm at the point where I don't care anymore, but I'm just wondering what it is. I'm just wondering if they would like it at all.
Who's the guy that was killed by a drone?
In real life?
No, the guy from Fast and the Furious.
Scott Walker?
Yeah.
Paul Walker?
Paul Walker.
He died in a car crash.
No, but it was a false flag. Like,
what?
The government shot his car with a drone.
Why?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
You didn't hear that rumor?
No, I didn't hear that rumor. Why would the government take out Paul Walker?
I don't know.
A guy that could walk in here right now and nobody would know who he is. What did he do to the government?
Ask the government.
I've never been more confused in my entire life.
This was probably the best and worst E-News I've ever been a part of.
All right, so last night...
My nipples are sore.